And this is BBS Radio. Tonight we have our special guest of William Cloyd, who is an internationally recognized certified clinical master hypnotherapist with 33 years experience, creator of Autogenesis Therapy, which is trademarked, author, lecturer, poet, workshop facilitator, and philanthropist. His innovative techniques, workshops, private sessions, CDs, and audio tapes have helped everyone around the world, from European royalty to Hollywood's hottest stars and industry pros, with workshops in Europe, Hawaii, and mainland USA. William now resides in Studio City, California. Hello, William.
Hello.
Hello, and now we're going to introduce Mr. Julian Michael. Julian is celebrating and empowering the human spirit with his hypnotherapy. He's a numerologist, Reiki master, and past life regressionist. He's guided thousands of people into creating and materializing their heart's desires. Julian utilizes his special psychic expertise combined with the sacred art of numerology to unlock the map of the soul's true destiny. And you can read Julian's monthly insights and predictions in his monthly newsletter on his popular website, www.julianmichael.net, and read his numerology of the day page at www.thecosmicpath.com, and watch his enlightening and absurd Warner Cable TV show here in L.A. called Julian the Numbers Guy. Hello, Julian.
Hello, Kate. Hello, William. And hello, Hollywood, spiritual Hollywood land.
Absolutely. And I'll just give a little bit of background about who I am for those who are just tuning in for the first time. I'm president and CEO of Guardian Angel Enterprises. I'm a member of the Talent Manager Association, and I specialize in progressive talent management with a focus on consciousness. I am also a motivational speaker, course designer and leader, spiritual, motivational, and soul blueprint life coach, relationship coach, non-denominational ordained minister, personal trainer, and I'm a creator of the 7-Minute Workout. I'm an author, artist, and a producer. So that's what I'm up to. So with Spiritual Hollywood as the title of the show, we've got two amazing guests on this evening who are going to help us figure out how we can apply hypnotherapy, numerology, and astrology to our lives, to further our careers exponentially, and to get closer to who we really are. So who would like to start first with a little something to introduce this incredible gift that you both have?
Well, let's talk about September and what's happening right now.
The numerology guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Julian the numbers guy. Okay, so tell us what's going on in September, being that we're fresh into the month.
Well, what's happening now is in this great shift that's taking place, we look at the numbers of September, which is 9. We add 2006, which is the 8 of mm-hmm. the universal year. 9 and 8 is the 17, which is an 8. So we're going through a lot of changes in regards to bringing harmony to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And it's a very reflective period, being in September. So this 9, and what numerology is, it's a science that purports, it's a science of numbers that tells you exactly what this language of numbers is all about, according to Pythagoras and his philosophy. And the 9, which is completion, also has to do with forgiveness. So this is a time which teaches us to forgive. It's a time for us to forgive those that have hurt or harmed us in any way. And there's no reason to carry this poison with us and this anger with us anymore. It's time to heal and move on.
Absolutely. It couldn't be better said, and I agree with that completely. I know for in my own work with coaching people, anyone who's got a clogged up financial situation or stuck in their career or stuck in a relationship, it always goes back to somewhere in their life where they didn't forgive themselves for something. And when we find out what that is, it frees up the flow of well-being and abundance to come back in full force again, and it does all go back to forgiveness. So that's a very good point, Julian. William, do you have any comments on that, or do you have a poem that you wanted to share with us?
I was just thinking the same thing. I've written some poetry that I call psychodynamic poetry, which is all about empowering the person to love themselves, and that pretty much takes care of the world. As long as they love themselves, they can treat everyone the same love that they have for themselves. So one of the poems out of my book and CD is a short one I thought would be appropriate for this. It's called Release, which is right along the same lines of forgiveness. So this is what it is. It's called Release. Release to the universe what was ours to never hold. Let go of expectations and let your life of divinity unfold. Be filled with her bounty beyond your mental measure. Begin a life filled with pleasure. Open your heart. Let a full life in. Born today. Let your love affair of the self now begin. There's one for forgiveness.
Right. And you wrote that yourself?
Sure, yeah.
Do you have any published poetry, William?
Yeah, two books.
Oh, wonderful. Two whole books. And where can people find those?
Right now they can find them on my website. If they go to my website, www.williamcloyd.com. And
did you spell your name?
Yeah, it's William and then Cloyd, C-L-O-Y-D, .com.
Right on.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you know, I wanted to thank you, Katie, for the wonderful woman that you are.
Oh.
And the great work you're doing to raise the global conscience.
Well, thank you very much. I know that, give a little backstory on how William and I met. And that was, I was having some computer problems when Mercury went retrograde, and it just wreaked havoc on my computer. And I didn't know what was wrong with it. I just know it was making growling noises that I'd never heard before. So I was asking everybody, what does it mean when your computer is growling? And most people just said, time to get a new one. And I didn't have time for it. I was in the middle of so much work, and there's so much work on my computer. And boy, did I get a lesson about the value of what I do to back it up, to back my work up. So what I did was I did everything I possibly could think of and everything anyone advised me to do. And then I laid my hands on my computer and I said a prayer and did a treatment on my computer. And then all of a sudden I remembered a feature that my computer has called System Restore. And I thought, I haven't tried that yet. So I went into System Restore and I set my computer, which will take you back in time to a time where you remember your computer was actually working. So I went back to a month prior to the problem beginning, and I managed to get it to do a system restore to a month prior. And then I turned the computer off, I let it sit for 24 hours, and then I said another prayer and laid my hands on it and did another treatment, turned my computer back on, and lo and behold, it worked as if nothing was ever wrong with it. And I had sent out an email to everybody and said, my computer is on its way out, I don't know if you're going to hear from me again for a while. But after I restored my computer, I was able to back up all of my work and save everything. So I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if people could do a system restore on themselves?
Sure.
And I started looking around for how that would show up, and I just stayed very, very open to it because I always trust my inner voice, and no matter how wacky or zany the thought is, I treat it seriously as if it's coming from source because it is. So I was at the car wash, and I'm looking through this little L.A. Direct guide that William has an ad in for his hypnotherapy, and I turned straight to that page, and I was born at 3:33 in the morning, and there was something on that page, William, that made me...
Yeah. 33 years experience.
What was it? What's this 333 thing?
33 years experience.
Yes, 33 years experience, and I went, okay, let me explore more.
Yeah.
But in the ad at the time, it didn't say anything about past life regression because I thought, I want to have a system restore on myself. I want to be regressed back to my divinity, just straight back to where I was pure light before I ever had a lifetime.
Beautiful.
And so I called William on the phone expecting to get a voicemail about 10 p.m., he answered the phone, and we had this marvelous conversation, and I told him what it was I wanted to do, told him what just happened with my computer, and he said, I'm the guy for you. And I said, really? He says, yes, I'm the guy for you, I'm quite sure. So we made an appointment, and I went over there, and I told him all about what I'm up to, what I'm doing in life, which is, you know, starting at a very, very core level in Hollywood as a talent manager, and representing actors and being a life coach, career coach, and all the other things that I do on a very core level, that I'm bringing consciousness into Hollywood at the core level and injecting it into Hollywood, and then using Hollywood to inject consciousness into the world so that we can get where we need to go a lot faster. And there is no better communication tool than film and TV and the media and all of the wonderful opportunities we have in the entertainment industry. So we go along and we do this this regression back to my divinity, and it was an incredibly powerful, powerful session. I think we spent a total of 4 hours, didn't we, William, from start to finish?
Yeah.
And
amazing
session. Ever since that time, there was a physiological thing that happened to my body the very next day that I don't know if I really want to share that on the air. What do you think, William? Do you think I should share that?
If you think it would help people.
I don't know.
Your call. Maybe think about it.
I'll think about it. But I had absolutely proof that something had taken place on a biological level.
Right, I would save that one. I just recall. Yeah, I'd save that one for you. That's a personal thing.
What's that?
I would save that one. That's a personal thing.
Yeah, but it was a biological level that I was affected by what we did. And ever since that time, nothing is the same. There's so much more freedom in my thinking, so much more freedom in my receiving. Wherever my receiver was broken before, all the gunk was out of my trunk to where my receiver was working again. Just everything has been coming to me very, very fast on a spiritual level and on a manifestation level. And the law of attraction now is like, if I were a magnet, I would be attracting like spoons and forks and knives flying at me, because I've completely opened myself up in a very fifth dimensional way to receive everything that it is that I'm you know, staying on the course to manifest. And I recommend that everybody do that. And I also have something I do as a life coach and a spiritual blueprint soul coach, is in my coaching, on the third session, I will take my client up to Runyon Canyon on the mountain above L.A. with L.A. as the altar, and I will reunite them in a ceremony to their divinity, to their true nature, which is love, joy, happiness, freedom, and abundance. And that has a very powerful effect on the client as well. And it's I think that every person should reunite themselves to their true nature before they get involved in any relationship, in any career, in anything that has to do with affecting the world. Because until you're solid with yourself, until you really appreciate who you really, really are, then you're not completely whole yet. And to start from a place of whole perfection is, in my opinion, the best place to begin any endeavor. So would I get a hallelujah from either?
Amen. Amen. That
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, truly. So that's what William did. That's how I met William. And how I met Julian was in the popcorn line at the premiere for Celestine Prophecy.
You did. I just met him then.
Yeah, it was really cool because I'm at the back of the line. I hadn't eaten. It was one of those days where I raced from one place to the next place to the next place, and it happened to be time for the premiere of Celestine Prophecy at the Grauman's Chinese Theater here in Hollywood. And I'm just in the back of the line going, oh, I'm so hungry. I just need to get a pretzel or something. And Julian was in the front of the line, and we made eye contact with each other, and just something kind of went, you know, like boring. And Julian smiled at me, and he said, he ushered me up to the front of the line and said, care to come up here and get your popcorn? And I came up there, and I said, thank you so much. That is so nice of you. It's, you know, chivalry is not dead at all. And I said, that's such a magical thing that just happened. He says, well, magic is everywhere, darling. And we became fast friends after that. And so I'm looking to start representing Julian and send him out for all kinds of wonderful theatrical opportunities and commercials and things like that. And,
okay,
you know, just add yet one more person
to
my client roster, who
anyone
is
can just,
from the higher
look at
dimension.
Someone, smile, say hello.
What
and
was that?
That smile will open up so many doors.
What did?
The smile will open up so many doors.
Oh, yes.
The hello will open up so many doors. There's so many people that are walking around in fear, And it's time to let go of this fear.
Right.
It's time for us to embrace who we really are. And we're miracles. We're miracles born every day when we wake up. We're here to share that mission of creating miracles and our abilities and talents. We're the light workers. We're the ones who are here to bring this message of love, truth, and honesty, and to empower people.
Absolutely.
And it's so important now to create harmony, balance, and equality within ourselves. To do everything we can. As I mentioned, we're in this eight personal month because of September in 2006, which is 9 and 8, 17, 8. So it's so important for us to do this so we can be centered and utilize all our talents, everything from exercise, visualization, repeating positive words of empowerment, accessing whatever we need to access within ourselves. As you have shared your beautiful story about your inner voice, to get in touch with this inner voice and allow this to guide us and our hearts to guide us to what we're here to do.
Absolutely. And I just want to let our listeners know that once you handed me your card the night you invited me to the popcorn line, I noticed on your card that your phone number is 323-384-1333. There's that 333.
Oh, there you go.
So I just kind of squealed when I saw that, and I just giggled, and I knew that Julie and I were supposed to know one another. And I believe, too, that when we incarnate, that we incarnate in groups.
Yes.
And we're here to serve one another. And there's nothing more fun for me than to finally find another of my group members. And I believe William is one. I believe you are one, Julian. And I've been meeting them just all over the place. My friend Ranjit Siva, Caroline Waters, who is my vocal coach, just so many. And if I've left anybody out who's listening, please forgive me, but you know who you are. And we're all here gathering. We're gathering so that we can bring about this shift that's taking place. And the Mayan calendar is coming to an end in 2012, and there's an energetic shift going on. Do either one of you, would you like to speak about that? Who would like to comment on that, if either of you?
I think Julian would be probably better on that one, numerology.
Well, the 2012, which is a 4, it's an end and a new beginning. The 4, if you look at the 4, it has 4 sides. It's a square. It's a box. It symbolizes organization, discipline, work, management. Also, it's the door. It's known as the door of light in Kabbalah. So this particular year is a door that's opening for us to other levels of consciousness, to our 4th, 5th, 6th dimensions, to ourselves being empowered in this energy in order for us to continue our mission, but continue it even in a more positive way, where we realize and understand the gods and goddesses we are. We understand that we are the greatest of all that there is us.
Yes. And if we, when, not if, but when we all realize R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-S, who we really are, then that's when we will stop hurting each other. And I believe, I was almost saying a negative where I don't believe, but I would rather say it in a positive. I do believe that each of us individually can and will do make a difference every single day.
That's right.
And if we knew and realized that every thought that we have is a prayer that we're sending out that will manifest,
true,
we would be a lot more mindful of the thoughts that we allow to cross our minds and to become manifest into our space, because there's a collective consciousness going on that creates what's happening globally. That's creating the natural disasters. That's creating the continuing of the war. James Redfield, the author of Celestine Prophecy, recently had a couple of, and he's got another one coming up, global prayer hours where we all called into a number, and it was all over the planet. It was amazing, where we called in this number at the same time, and we aimed our energy toward the Middle East and also toward the minds of our leaders and our people in power, so they will come from their highest best wisdom. And yes, everybody does have their highest best wisdom. They simply choose not to use it, or they don't know it's an option. So we put our energy towards the Middle East and our leaders, and we did that for an hour. And I'm telling you, I had my phone on speakerphone. The heat that came out of my phone was so intense that I had to put the phone down. For an hour, we meditated towards the Middle East. And don't you know that after the first time we did that, 2 weeks later, there came a ceasefire.
Beautiful.
And then we did it again, and things are even looking better and better over there. So everything is energy, and everything matters, and everything does make a difference. And for each of us to feel like we don't matter to the degree that we think nobody cares what we think about, nobody cares about our opinion, nobody cares that we're here or what we're contributing to. It doesn't matter if you're digging a ditch, if you're emptying garbage, if you're whatever it is you're doing, right up to, you know, kings and queens. We all make an equal amount of difference on this planet because we are all equal energy. And every person should know how much power they have and respect and honor that in themselves, so they'll make more intelligent choices that will fuel the collective consciousness to move toward what we really want, which is global peace.
Well, it's so important for us to be
absolutely
open.
And Julian,
yes.
What would you say to our listeners, no matter what career they're in, but being this is spiritual Hollywood, what would you say to our listeners about how to apply numerology and astrology and maybe even past life regression towards their career in moving it forward faster or getting in touch with who they really, really are, which is the best way to get there, actually?
Well, the your birth date is like your spiritual PIN number. So you have a month, day, and year, and those three energies create your fourth energy. And this fourth energy is, it's like your main number. It's your grade. And that purports career choices. And everything works from 1 through 9 because 9 months is to pregnancy, and then the human being is born. So after 9 comes 10, which goes back to 1. So each of those numbers, 1 through 9, has a signature to what career is best suited for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want a fast breakdown of,
yeah,
of what you
can do? Yeah, what you, as a numerologist, as the numbers guy,
yes.
What would you say to our listeners for having breakthroughs everywhere, financially, career, love, everywhere?
Well, I feel what's important is, one, to do whatever you can to access your heart and to get in touch with your spiritual PIN number, with why you're here, what's going on, what's happening, as well as are you happy in what you're doing. So it's important to use numerology, astrology, hypnosis, whatever you can to access the greatest power that you are, which is yourself, and to
yes.
be comfortable with yourself. And
yes.
to embrace what you're doing, and if you're not happy with it, know that you can change.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners where they can hear your daily numerology of the day?
Well, my daily numerology of the day is at www.thecosmicpath.com, thecosmicpath.com.
And when can we see you on your zany Warner Cable TV show, Julian the Numbers Guy?
Yes, yes. This is a show that's educational and absurd. I feel it's
I've seen it. It's
that,
really great.
That people are educated, and also they can also receive a lot of information by laughing.
Right.
And also you can read my newsletters. My recent one for September is on my website, which is julianmichael.net. JULIANMICHAEL.net.
Right. And Julian, do you find that people like to hire you to come to parties and just be there amongst the party guests and to help people understand who they are throughout the evening in an entertaining, fun way where it becomes part of the party? Do you like that?
Well, sure. I do parties, and I've done some very special parties in the past.
Right. I mean, I've taken you on the full moon hike, and
yes,
you were just
a
hit of the whole hike because you were telling everybody what their birthdays meant and everything about numbers. And if anybody wanted to make a session with you or have you come to be at one of their parties, they would reach you at 323-384-1333, correct?
Yes.
Great. So, and we'll give those numbers and websites before we end the call as well for anybody who missed out on that. And now I'd like to take my attention over to William and say a little bit more about William's purpose and then have William enlighten us more on that. So William's purpose is to enlighten and guide people through the creation of conscious media, visual, audio, and print. Some of William's global adventures in healing include living in Copenhagen for 5 years, traveling via Hawaii, San Francisco, and Copenhagen, taking people, many of them cancer patients, to Hawaii to swim with the dolphins for healing and enlightenment. William lived in Glastonbury, England for 4 years, the heart of chakra of the planet, home of the Holy Grail, King Arthur, Guinevere, and the Isle of Avalon. William's work included healing healers, private sessions, empowerment excursions to such sacred sites such as Stonehenge, the Tor, Tintagel, and many others in England and Ireland. William's latest projects include his 2 new books and companion CDs of psychodynamic poetry, Poetry to Move the Mind, Soul, and Matter, and the creation of his production company, VortexMediaPublications.com, for the creation of conscious movies. William can be reached at www.williamcloyd.com or 818-378-1097. William, pardon?
You're so good.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of a thumbnail of something that you've done recently that was an incredible, incredible result that you had through your hypnotherapy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I had a great session. I had about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I went to a, I won't say the location, but I had to travel about 4 hours to go to work with a family. I went, that was a heavy thing. I wasn't ready for this one. But anyway, so I had a family of 5 people who had quite a traumatic situation. And, oh man, it's such an amazing thing. But at any rate, I worked for 3 days with the whole family. There were 7 people actually all together.
Wait, was this a situation where it was an abusive father?
And more, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel a little.
The Reader's Digest version.
Totally, yeah. You know, it's a little funny, you know, because they are actually listening, but, you know, I'm sure they'll be happy.
They're listening?
I would hope so.
Hello, okay.
Yeah,
good.
Anyway, so let me just say that, you know, I'm sure they'd love to have other people be helped, so.
Great.
Yeah, it was, you know, a situation where the father and the mother were both abusive, you know. And there were 5 or 7 kids, I think, plus. But anyway, I worked for 3 days with the family.
Wow.
And it was an amazing event. I'm not saying it's within myself, but it was an amazing and a special thing for me to have the honor to work with that family.
Right.
And to help them in their healing. And it was a profound healing with each, well, I would say each and profound for each and everyone, but it was a profound healing for most of them.
Can I ask a favor? I hate to interject.
Yes?
I was just going to wonder if he could speak up quite a bit.
Okay.
He's so low that I can't even increase his volumes much.
And also Julian sounded a little bit hard to hear.
Yeah, I know. I can't hear Julian.
Yeah, yeah. The people, it's...
Hopefully the people out there can hear.
Well, if you can't hear it, they might not.
Okay, so...
And Julian, if you could speak up more, too, when we get back to you. Thanks, that's better.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because I can't hear Julian that well either, but I thought it was just, you know... Back to number 3 there, Katie. There are 3 of us.
Yeah.
The Trinity.
Powerful. So
through your presence, we got some great things going.
Yes, we do. And at 6:33, there's another 33.
There you go, 33.
So you were with this family, 7 children, a mother and a father.
Yeah. And I had the honor to work with each and every one of them. It was an amazing thing. I started out like on a Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. From like I got there at 8 o'clock, worked till about 2 o'clock in the morning. Started the next day at about 1 until I think it was 1 o'clock again in the morning. Followed up the next day from 2 o'clock until I think like 6 or something. But what I did is I did a group session with the whole group of people, you know, bringing them into what I'm about, what is possible, sort of knowing, you know, what was going on, you know, because I was hired by the mother to help heal the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of addressed each and everything, you know, on a subliminal level at that point. And then I was able to work with each and every one of them in a group hypnosis, the same way I would with like a demonstration for a lecture or an audience. And then I was able to work with each and every one of them privately. And within the group, I knew I had little anchors I was working with for each one, so I was able to address each one's specific desire. Before I had started, I had each one of them write down their dreams. So I was able to encode what they were working on. And I did some healing. I did, obviously, some healing work with each and every one of them. I did some, you know, hands-on healing. Very amazing, because on the second day, it was just great. They just, it was, everybody was having breakthroughs. And I would say the father was the most profound.
Right.
Because since it was, you know, rage, anger, I was doing some, you know, sort of bioenergetics, which is, for people out in the audience that don't know, it's where you use physical body when you release emotional energy. Now, the bioenergetics people might say, give a better definition than that, but the way I work with it, it's, I just use them with an altered state of consciousness, incorporating the cellular body at that point in time with an emotional release at that point.
Right,
so,
and after the weeks that have gone by since you did this wonderful thing for 3 days with the entire family, what is the status of the family today? What are the improvements that you have noted?
I just got off the phone earlier with, I didn't get the complete set, but I've been kind of checking in. The father was, you know, really dissatisfied would be a good word. He was just a...
Calm?
No. Beforehand, he was just a robot in life.
Right.
And he had enough money to retire sort of thing, and just was a robot. He didn't enjoy anything of life. And, you know, they all had profound experiences. I would say his is within the energetics of our encounter. He probably had the most profound transformation, because he was one of the instigators of the energies within his family.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it all came from him, and that's not to make him wrong. It's just where
yeah.
he was at on his path.
Right.
And
yeah.
what you did was you put him back on the path of light.
I actually, man, if I told you exactly what happened, it was beyond the pale. It was like, it was a rebirth, an actual death experience.
Yes, you told me that.
I told you that, I know.
I was trying to allude to, but
I know. I was trying to
share and keep their privacy about it.
It's
but I just
one, yeah.
would love the listeners to know how powerful that was.
Yeah, it was off the charts.
Right.
Yeah.
So generations of a certain kind of abuse had gotten stopped in that moment that
yeah,
you
yeah,
did this
died
this
and came
family.
Back a new person.
Yes. So you know what you basically did was you shifted the DNA and
yeah.
the biology of
yeah.
that family for the future generations to come. It stopped
totally, yeah.
in that moment.
Yeah.
So I want to commend the mother who hired you
yeah.
to come there and do that. That took so much courage.
Yeah.
That took so much awareness.
True.
That took, wow, that
yeah.
took an overwhelmingly maternal cord to
right,
cause
right,
her
right. Yeah.
to go against everything that they were used to
yeah.
and upset the apple cart and to bring harmony to the family.
Yeah.
Wow, what an amazing woman she must be.
It was. She's an amazing woman. The whole family are amazing in, like all people are, in their way.
Right.
And but each one, down to the 12-year-old, they were just very real with their desire to change and to come into a different energy, you know, if you want to call it enlightenment.
To tune themselves to who they really are.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I could liken you to a tuning fork.
Well, I did do some, you know, healing energy work. Yes, I did work on that level with them, and then, we did some, you know, I ran everybody's chart, so, you know, I was able to, like, tune into them on that level. So that's kind of helpful, you know, which Julian knows about, the astrology and the numerology. I don't use numerology so much, but astrology definitely, it's like, you know, you got their schematic, you know, to start off with, you know.
Yeah.
So you know kind of where to start, you know, since you're limited to time.
So they're seeing a lot of progress, and I'm sure this is something that will improve over time. The progress will increase as the days go by. This is not something that's like an immediate, okay, you're all better.
No, they were actually, you know, for each and every one of them, this is a profound experience. They had the next day, that night, that moment, they were changed.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and the energy shifts, and you can feel it. It's tangible, isn't it?
Oh, man, the room when we were doing the body work and the healing work was just like a furnace. Had to open up the doors.
I believe it.
And then afterwards, you know, like everybody's face is like they just, you know, got a 3.5-hour massage.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. Julian, let me ask you, do you have an experience from past life regression? Because I know that's one of your big specialties, which I hope to partake of very soon. Is past life regression, what's something that you can share with our listeners that was a very, very profound thing that came from doing past life regression with you and the way that you do it?
Well, I'd just like to commend William and his work because past life regression, I feel, is one of the fastest ways of getting in touch with the roots and the cause of what has happened and why it's happened and creating the bridge with what's going on now and cleaning it up.
Because it's generations back.
Oh, it's a beautiful method of getting in touch with our timeline and our evolution and also in connecting with our own healing.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's like the system restore. You got to go back to beyond where the affliction took place and the wound happened and heal it back there energetically. And in the world of form, for listeners who aren't sure they believe in that sort of thing, there is biology in belief. And if you believe something to be so, it is so for you.
Oh, yes.
This is a very, very personal thing.
Most definitely.
And the biggest skeptic in the world, if they chose to right now, this moment, chose to believe everything that they're hearing about hypnotherapy, numerology, astrology, doing a system restore on themselves, if they chose to believe it and just take out of the way all doubt, it would become true for them also.
Sure.
It's just a matter of surrender and acceptance.
Yes.
Of what is foreign. And a lot of people oftentimes, if they don't understand something, they would rather remove themselves from it or kill it off.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah,
and
or downplay it, because there's a fear factor that has been programmed into us over time as well.
If I
think I probably have been burned at the stake as a heretic so many lifetimes, I'm a walking barbecue.
That's beautiful.
I do believe in the powers of each one of us, and that, you know, Jesus even said, these things I do, you also, you do better. You can do better.
That's true.
I'm paraphrasing.
What you just said, Kate,
yes.
Programs, and that's so important, and that's what the regression does. It gets us in touch with our programs. A couple of weeks ago, I had a client, and she wanted to stop smoking. So I regressed her, and she went to the womb.
Wow.
And to make a long story short, her mom was and is extremely nervous, a very nervous woman. And here she is, a fetus in the womb, and feeling the nervousness and the stress and anxiety of her mom.
Right.
But when her mom all of a sudden started smoking a cigarette, all of a sudden the vapors came into her body and like covered the fetus, covered my client.
Right.
As this small little child ready to be born.
Right.
And that was the root. That was the root of why this woman smoked, because she already was programmed, even in her mother's womb, to relax with cigarette smoke.
With nicotine.
Exactly.
Wow.
So what we did is, in her understanding that, and the truth shall set you free immediately, and that's when the healing begins, we created a bridge of what happened then, what's happening now. We cleaned it up. This woman, who's an RN nurse, was smoking two packs a day, and she never smoked again.
Fabulous. That's wonderful. And that makes a lot of sense because, you know, everything is energy, and what's going on in the mom's life at the time she's carrying a child, that child will end up with a lot of those things. If the mom is happy and very, very pleased with her life, and the marriage is solid and great and there aren't any financial problems, the child will basically be born to feel very calm and peaceful. But if there are things that the mother is unhappy about, and there's problems in the relationship and financial struggle, the child will actually be born feeling unwanted and
yes.
not know why.
Yes, and that's why it's so important for us to understand and know our programs, and that we are programmed by our parents' parents, the culture we've been born to, the language we speak, the religion that we have, and the government, and even the education that we've received.
Yes.
And it's important to break away from this, take whatever we need, and realize our own identities.
Yes.
And our own
so
selves.
Unconscious.
And create our own programs.
Right. And if people knew that they were showing up the way they're showing up in limited ways, they would choose another way. It's unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And what is in the unconscious, we can't be responsible for, but what we bring out into our awareness, we can then make an intelligent choice about shifting that. So
yes.
what hypnosis is good for also is bringing what's in the unconscious to the conscious, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And once it comes to the conscious, then we can see what works and what doesn't work and make intelligent choices based on that. And every person who's doing work on themselves, energetic work on themselves, psychological work on themselves, it's absolutely changing the future generations of their family.
Oh.
Everybody wins.
Oh, most definitely.
I have a poem called Conscious, if you want to hear it.
Okay.
Goes right along with who we're talking about.
Sure.
Sure. Short one. Shortish. Called
shortish?
Conscious.
Shortish. Okay, I'll cut
shortish
you off.
Shortish compared
not
to the longer
enough.
Ones that I have, but, you know, for this it's perfect.
Okay, great.
It's called Conscious.
Okay.
Understanding who we are and why we're here, why things are done and why we fear, action, reaction, unconscious, conscious. Conscious means to be one with life, one with the moment, no more strife. Conscious is to awake from our dream, no longer a life that makes us want to scream. The word conscious, a powerful thing. To understand conscious is to know all things. One with life in the here and now. Love, love, love life and all it avails. Listen to your heart and love thyself. Conscious of a voice from deep within. Act upon them and let life begin. To become conscious is to return to not. Create your heaven with your thoughts. To become conscious is to be reborn. Reborn in consciousness, this moment frees our soul, free to fly, free to be, free to feel a life of ecstasy.
Nice.
Mm.
Very nice.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Yeah,
thank
I try
you
to
for sharing
put
that.
All my teachings into verse, which kind of allows more people than just the people I can see one at a time to.
Well, when I read those before, when I came to have a session with you and I read some of your poetry, what I noticed for myself is that because of your intention in the writing of it
right.
and being so connected to spirit and having it pour out of you in just
right.
pure spirit,
right.
when it is received by the reader
right.
and the listener, it actually shifts the consciousness.
True, great.
And it has an energetic healing effect, like Caroline Waters, my vocal coach. Mm. When she sings, because it's so divinely given to her,
yeah.
and she stepped out of her way completely to let it just pure spirit come through,
right.
it has healed me in a way that it's so experiential that it's hard to define or describe.
Yeah.
But I noticed that my throat chakra was closed from age 4, and she regressed me back, not hypnosis-wise, mm. but just in her energetic healing process
yeah.
that she does. To and I was standing while she was doing this. She counted me back from my age down to, got to age 4, and my grown-up body, my legs couldn't support my grown-up body as a 4-year-old, and I fell to the floor and started sobbing.
Mm.
And that was the time where I decided that nobody wanted to hear my voice.
Yeah.
And I was restored back my voice in that moment. And a day after that, I got Spiritual Hollywood, the radio show.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting?
Mm. It's amazing we open up to ourselves and our divinity and just open to be who we really are and do things like you do, Katie. It's amazing, you know, to just be.
Now, I want to be pure light.
Yeah.
I aspire to be pure light. And what I'm not getting in my own coaching when I say I aspire to be pure light is that fact that I already am pure light.
Yeah, correct.
Well, exactly. We're all light.
We all are, right. But
of course.
Myself, here I'm saying I aspire to be 100% pure God expression today as if I'm not.
I think you're doing great.
And,
yeah.
And to add another thing in regards to numerology, our names are our mantras.
Right.
So each time you hear your name or you're writing your name down, you're repeating your mantra. You're repeating your connection with the divine. Because
it's like saying,
each letter,
I am.
Yeah.
Each letter of your name is divine. It's,
I actually
it's
changed
light.
My name, Julian, when I was about 30-something, I forget what it was. You know,
mm-hmm.
for when I was a kid, I was called Billy. And then when I was a man, or a young man, I was called Bill. And so then at a certain point, I just wanted to change my whole paradigm. So I changed
mm-hmm.
my, you know, which my name is William. It's short for Bill. And then I changed it to William. Will I am. And at that point, I started creating my own realities on a major scale.
Yeah.
So that was part and parcel of that.
Yeah, your name is a blueprint. Your name
vibration,
at birth is
yeah.
a blueprint. And whatever you do after that, you're just adding to that blueprint. It's
yeah.
like building more rooms of your mansion.
Yeah, you're invoking that energy.
Exactly. And you have to also be aware and be careful of also what letters you add.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden you decide to name yourself another name, you got to be aware and careful because each letter has its own value, and at the same time, it has its opportunities as well as lessons.
Yeah.
And that's why the name is a blueprint of your heart's desire, your personality, and also it purports your destiny.
Yeah.
And it's a fascinating science.
It's
right,
a,
and
I truly embrace numerology because it's just astrology, numerology, it's just blueprints. And for people that really don't have the opportunity to, you know, avail themselves to an hour here or 2 hours here every week or whatever, it just lets you know what to do and follow it. And
it teaches you to trust your own instincts because it will line up with your instincts.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I actually try to get people to actually, my main thing for people is I try to take them to a point where they trust their instincts and recognize that they are a divine being, and by breathing and being within that inner place within themselves,
yeah,
they access their divinity and their path is perfect from that point forth.
Yeah.
Peace.
Well, I want to give this information to you, Julian, and you, William, as well as our listeners regarding the Mayan calendar, because there's something amazing that's going on with that. There's a global energetic shift that's taking place where consciousness and spirit is just getting into our nervous system, and it's happening at a momentum that cannot be stopped. And I want to give a website out, so and I can email it to both of you, but I'm going to give it for the listeners. It's www.calaman.com. That's CALLEMAN.com. Dr. Calaman is the author of the Mayan Calendar and the Mayan Calendar and Transformation of Consciousness, and has that webpage. He's the initiator of the Oneness Celebration, June 6th through 8th, 2004, and the Midnight Meditation. And he's going to be in town on September 26th, and I'm looking to have him as a guest on Spiritual Hollywood to talk more about the Mayan calendar, because it's absolutely fascinating, and it has a whole lot to do with what's going on in the world right now. And I believe when, you know, the end of time is not the Earth's destruction.
No.
I believe it's
no.
the end of it's the end of an old paradigm. It's the end of an old way of thinking, and the rebirth, the birth of a new way of thinking. And that's, in my opinion, what the Mayan calendar signifies, and how we can use it to sort of like a surfboard to surf that wave of exponential growth in consciousness for the world. So it's www.calaman.com. I encourage everybody to take a look at that and read up about it and get yourself hip. So we're coming up on the end of the hour, 6:54 right now, and I just want to give you both an opportunity to say how people can find you one more time. William, go ahead and start first.
Probably the best way would be to go to my website, and you can email me. My website is www.williamcloyd.com, and my email address is on there. And or you could call me, just the old-fashioned way, 818-378-1097.
Great. Julian?
You can get in touch with me through my website.
Could you speak up just
julianmichael.net, J-U-L-I-A-N, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, .net. You can email me at info@julianmichael.net. You can call me at 323-384-1333, 323-384-1333. And you never know when you do call me what kind of surprises you'll get.
Oh, and Julian gives you something. You'll get a treat every time you contact Julian, regardless of if you hire him for the hour or not. You're going to get something. You're going to get a gift. Same with William. What were you about to say, William?
Oh, no, I said great. It's always nice to get gifts.
And I'll just let everybody know, again, my website is guardianangelmanagement.com, all spelled out, no spaces, if you want to take a peek at what's going on in Guardian Angel land these days. Spiritual Hollywood is going absolutely fabulous. There are many, many things that are coming that will be announced very shortly regarding Spiritual Hollywood and some great things that we have planned for that. I'd like to thank BBS Radio, Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, for hosting Spiritual Hollywood and giving us an opportunity to make a difference in the lives that we touch. And in the guests that we have on the show, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you, William, and you, Julian, for making yourselves available this evening for us, and all the wonderful things that you shared. And everybody who's listening, contact these two fellows, because they are extremely gifted in their various things that they do, and I've experienced firsthand both of them, and my life is better, and I'm much more whole, and I'm much more present, because I know people like them in my life, and I utilize their gifts, and that's what our gifts are for, to share with each other. So I would encourage everybody to do whatever you need to do to find your true nature and to really get in touch with that and to become one with who you really are, because it's from that springboard all else will come. And if you just start making a business plan from now to a year from now and write it as if everything you ever wanted to happen in that year has already happened, and put it away somewhere, you will just amaze yourself at your own powers, because it will show up. Things will happen as long as you get out of your own way and keep believing. It will show up, absolutely no exception. So anything either of you have a burning desire to say as we close here in the next 3 minutes?
I just want to thank you, Katie, for being the wonderful person that you are and all the great work that you're doing and bringing all this and all these people to the forefront.
Well, thank you, William.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, just to follow your breath and have some peace and tap into that divine being that you are.
Right. Julian?
And thank you, Katie, for being the herald of light and the goddess of freedom and of telecommunications that you are. And thank you, William.
Thank you, Julian.
For your sharing.
Yeah.
To your audience, know your numbers and know yourself.
Absolutely. Well said.
Yep.
Again, this is Kate Romero of Spiritual Hollywood on bbsradio.com. And I'd like to thank Amanda Robinson, who couldn't be with us this evening, who is my co-host. She's busy doing her ISELA thing, which is the Institute of Spiritual Entertainment Los Angeles. Very busy building things there and having wonderful successes. And next at isela.org, you can check that and find out when their next Tuesday is. They're having Winfrey, the fabulous Winfrey, speaking there about his book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and also Barry Morrow, the writer of Rain Man, will be the guest there. And William and Julian, I hope that you'll join us there on that Tuesday. I don't have that right in front of me. But if you go to isela.org, you'll see what the menu is.
Okay, great.
And,
yes, I've experienced some of those
there.
And
everybody just keep believing, keep believing, keep believing. Thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. And we got about 30 seconds before our hour is complete. And I'd like to have, who hypnotizes each of you?
Excuse me?
Nobody. You just do it yourself. That's what I'm telling everybody. Breathe, tap into your divine essence, end of story.
Beginning of story.
And the beginning. Beginning
yes.
The end. Alpha and the omega.
Absolutely, because breathing connects you to spirit.
That's right.
Every time.
Yeah, smile a divine smile in your heart and share it with others.
That's
absolutely
right. Yeah, keep smiling. Smile around.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Doug.
BBS
Radio. This is the end
blessing
of our show
thank
for this
you
evening. See you next Tuesday night. Be well. Thanks
right
so much.